Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Woman right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, your host, and I will be joined today by my co-host, Biblical Life Coach Tina Michelle, and also Angie Singletary. And we're excited, as always, to be able to come to you and share with you what the Lord is doing in our lives during this season, and to have you share with us what the Lord is doing in your life. I encourage you to get on the phone, call somebody, send some emails, and let somebody know that Woman to Woman is on the air. The phone lines will be open throughout the broadcast, so you can call in at any time. The number is 646-652-4832, and the chat room is already open, so you know that you can go into the chat room and begin to fellowship with the other sisters who will assemble themselves on today. And we must say we welcome the men who are listening, knowing that this is a broadcast for encouraging and empowering women, but men are welcome. So without any further delay, I'm going to go ahead and bring on my co-host. One of them is here already. Amen. I want to say, Tina Michelle, God bless you. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. God bless you.
Good afternoon. Good morning to you, because
that's
you're
right.
In a totally,
right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You're in a totally different time zone. How's the weather out there in Arizona?
Do you really want to know? Because every time I tell people in the Northeast, they just get mad at me. So it's about,
no, I won't get mad.
It's about 70,
you said 76? 70.
Yeah, it's beautiful, breezy, no humidity, just a gorgeous day.
Wow, wow. So are you outdoors or sitting on the deck or the patio?
I'm sitting on my patio with my cup of tea.
Amen. Praise God. Well, no, I'm not mad at you. It's about 70 degrees here, too. It's about 70 degrees here, too, in New Jersey, right in my office.
Praise the Lord. And the sun is always shining on you anyway.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, the sun definitely is always shining on me. I tell you, he is awesome. He is awesome. And I just love him today. He is just, my God, he is a pure delight to my soul. I love Jesus today. I'm rejoicing in him today. I just love him today. I know you love him too.
Oh, yes. I love him. I adore him. Can't live without him. Refuse to.
Amen.
Amen.
Can't refuse to. What would it be like, you know, if we had to revert back to life without Jesus?
Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine that. You know, having to have all the answers, have to cram my brain to think it through, having everything begin and end with me.
My God. My God.
He is the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end. I don't have to have all the answers. I just need to do what he tells me to do, and the answers come. And that just makes it so much easier.
Glory,
I can't even imagine.
Glory.
I remembered what I was before Christ, and I remember, though I was young, but, you know, I started my life a little early, you know. I was always fast to do business and be grown folk. And I remember having a certain level of success even at my young age, and going home after I finished doing my stuff, just being sad and depressed and lonely and trying to figure it out and just being mad.
Wow.
All the time. And I thank God for Jesus, because he is the lover of my soul, and his joy is my strength.
Ah, his joy is my strength. My God, that's powerful right there. When we realize that the joy of the Lord truly is our strength, when we can delight ourselves in him, it takes a lot of the burden off of us, where we don't have to worry about ourselves, you know, knowing that we can cast all of our cares on him because he cares for us. I mean, it's just a glorious thing when the word becomes quick and alive in the life of a believer. It's just a wonderful thing. Well, we want to open the prayer. I want to say hello to Sisters of Honor. God bless you, Sisters of Honor. I went over to your website and was trying to listen to your archives. There's a powerful teaching over there on the prophetic that I was being blessed by, but I tell you, computer kept clicking me off, and it kept cutting me off and taking me out of the archives, and I was like, the devil is a liar, because I am going to go back and listen again to that prophetic teaching that you and your guests presented. So, Sisters of Honor, just know that I did visit you, and I think I signed your guest book, and I was blessed while I was over there. I also want to say hello to Jay Strickland, Janine Strickland. God bless you. Jay Strickland, who does some powerful, powerful anointed websites. So if you ever get a chance to visit her page and go over to her website, if you need a website, you want to go and check out Jay Strickland, because she has some beautiful examples over there on her website of the work that she does. So later on, she'll stop by and give us the link. I know she will. Amen. So we're going to open with prayer, and then we're going to go forward and just share what the Lord is doing during this season in the lives of his daughters. Let us pray. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised, and we just magnify your name on today. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. And God, we thank you for every woman that has been a partaker of the broadcast that you have allowed us to go forward on right here on Block Talk Radio. God, we ask that you bless our sister Tina Michelle, and that you bless our Prophetess Singletary, that you bless our Sisters of Honor, and that you bless Jay Strickland, and that you bless Dana Neal, and all that come here on a frequent basis to fellowship with the sisters. Lord, we thank you, and we ask that you bless this time that we are together. We ask that you save souls, those who come that don't know you. Let them find you here on this broadcast, that you save souls, change lives, heal the brokenhearted, open the eyes of the blind, and set the captives free. In the name of Jesus, we give this time to you. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I mean, praise him.
Amen.
Praise him. My God, praise him. Praise him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So, Michelle, what's going on? I know it's hot in Arizona.
Life is still beautiful, but, you know, it stays about 65 to 75 degrees. They say we have a heat wave coming where it might hit about 80, but I know that I'm enjoying this time because 3/4 of the year it's that way, but in the summer it hits like 104. So we were laughing about that the other day. One of my artists were getting her hair done did. She's thinking about coming to Arizona. So I said, well, you make sure you wear natural weave and not synthetic, because that joint right there will fry.
Really?
People told me stories about their hair getting clumpy, their shoes sticking to the ground. So I said, well, you know, this summer I'm going to probably try to plan ahead a little north in Arizona for about 2 months with my kids in Sedona, because it's about 15 degrees cooler, and it's just beautiful there. It's just a beautiful, beautiful area. So, you know, we're making plans to beat the heat, and I'll probably be in New York, because even though it'll be 80 to 90 degrees there and humid, it'll be cooler than 102, 105, 110.
Wow. Wow, so you haven't experienced a summer in Arizona yet.
I came during November, so it's always been very beautiful weather, you know. It's just gorgeous, very, very beautiful weather. So it's no humidity, which I like, because that means no bugs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's very arid.
Well, it's definitely cold here. It's cold here.
Yeah, my mother told me this morning, she said she didn't want to talk to me because it's just too cold to be talking to someone in the sun.
But no. Amen. Amen. Tell mom to go ahead and turn up the heat.
Yes,
turn up the heat. and just be glad that you're, you know, that you're settled there and that you're happy.
Amen.
And that the Lord is blessing. You know, we have to, and I know Mom is just joking.
Joking. If I'm sarcastic, she's very, very sarcastic.
Yeah.
The blessed woman of God. I mean, one day I'll invite her to come because, you know, she has a 24-hour prayer ministry.
Wow.
Watchmen on the Wall, that she has intercessors all over the world gathered together on this thing called the Prayer Wall, and her philosophy is called PUSH, pray until something happens. So they keep the same prayer point on that board, but it's covered 24 hours a day by a prayer warrior from around the world, and she will keep names lifted up on that wall. So your name is on the wall because everything I'm associated with, talk to, is in my heart. She keeps it on the wall 24 hours a day. And then she prays around political situations, strongholds in the land. She does spiritual mapping of whole territory. And she's really a general when it comes to prayer. So I've been blessed that she's my physical mother, but she's also the one who brought me to the Lord.
Amen. Well, hold that thought, because I want to talk a little bit more about that, especially with the what's going on in the politics arena. We want to bring Prophetess. I believe this is Prophetess on area code 111. We want to put her on the air. Prophetess, is that you?
Yes, indeed. God bless everyone.
Amen. God bless you.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, I tell you. We were just really warming up.
Yes. I caught a little bit.
Amen. Yeah. We were just warming up. And Tina Michelle was saying that her mom is a general, you know, in the area of prayer.
Yeah.
So Tina Michelle, I want to how do we get other people on your mom's prayer list? Is there a phone line that we could tap into to join in on this prayer? Is there an email or a website?
Well, what you can do is email me, because we're changing everything in her system right now. So her website's everything. But if you email me, I would definitely send all the information to her. She's also very quick to pray. She's retired. So it's her heart to pray for people. She's actually a doctor of pastoral counsel, so she counsels leaders also.
And
she's an author. She's an amazing author. I mean, I can't tell people enough how much I love my mama.
So she has books out also? She has books out there that we can get?
Yeah, there's one book that you can actually search on Amazon called River of Life, Poetry by Mary France.
River of Life. Okay, River of Life by Mary France. And we can get that on Amazon.com. So you can go and do a search for that and support the ministry of Tina Michelle's mother, you know, who's an author. Because I know how hard it is sometimes to sell books, because I also, and this is a shameless plug, but I have some books out there as well, which are awesome, awesome ministry.
Amen. Yes, they are.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess.
Amen.
About your book yesterday, as a matter of fact, Pump Up the Power, with a friend of mine who has a huge, huge network of women. And I was saying you need to have not just people who are motivators, but people understand where the motivation comes from. Well, who is Jesus? I was plugging you last night. I said, my pastor's off the chain, and she wants me to do a radio show with her. So I said, okay, you know, basically, in the most part, it's a business, secular radio show. But I said, I need to have the spirit there. So we're going to book you. We're going to get a phone call to book you to talk about pumping up the power. But my goal is just have you as a spiritual advisor of the show, which is called blackempowered.com. So I'm just praying this through, because I know what it means to have coverage because of my mama and my grandmother, my great-grandmother. I mean, my great-grandmother and my great-great-grandmother were all alive up until the age of I was 10. When I was 10 years old, my great-great-grandmother died. And they were all intercessors. So coverage from the women of wisdom and coverage, just being in community with women of power, that's what saved my life. Because by myself,
Amen.
I was a silly little chick. I was a silly little chick by myself and thought I knew.
Amen. Well, you just keep us posted on everything that's going on. And how do we email you about getting on Mom's prayer list?
Email me, Tina@tinaspeaks.com. and then I will keep everyone up to date because we're getting ready to do some things in the reference of teaching on pure prayer, you know, pure prayer, praying the word. And that book has been done since last year. She just finished another book just on spiritual warfare.
Yes.
On spiritual warfare.
Amen. And it's just awesome to be able to share in the works of those that the Lord is leading to write during this season. There are many authors in the body, and we just need to support the authors that the Lord has put before us. You know, your mom is one, and myself, again, we were talking about the books that I have written, and you can get to information about my books at dpc-books.com. And then also Dana Neal, Mrs. D. Neal is a published author, and she has written a book of poetry, and she says that she got her first royalty check. She said it was small, but it's a start, and you have to be patient. I don't have the name of her book here. Mrs. D. Neal, put the name of your book there and how we can get it. And also I want to say hello to Marcus Boston, who's with us, and everybody knows that listens to Pastor Anthony and I on Tuesdays that we just interviewed Marcus Boston. He wrote a book called A Pastor's Mistake, What to Do When You Know Your Pastor is Wrong. And this book is not bashing pastors. It's just helping people to line up, to know who the pastor is and what makes the pastor tick and why the pastor can be in error sometimes and what to do when the pastor is in error. So we had a great interview that you could check out the archives on that. And his website is marcuslboston.com. So you can check out his book. Dana Neal's book is Poetry of Life. And I don't have a copy of that book, Mrs. D. Neal. I don't know why I don't have a copy of that book. But I need a copy of that book in my mailbox. I know you just haven't gotten around to sending it yet. So, or maybe Marcus gave me a free book. I know Dana's going to give me a free book. I won a free book from Marcus Boston on his show, and it's 600 pages, and I read that book from front to back, and he has a guy in the back about how to, you know, just deal with the pastor when the pastor has made a mistake, and to be discerning, to know whether or not the pastor has made a mistake, or maybe, you know, sometimes the pastor will deal with us and we don't want to be dealt with. So it's just a great book. I enjoyed that book tremendously. Prophetess.
Yes.
My man of God, what is going on? What's going on over where you are?
Nothing's going on but work. I just came out of 2 days of training, and they're changing a lot of stuff around, Pastor, which creates a lot of work for me.
Yes.
But, you know, on the work front, things are a bit hectic, but just kind of keeping my head afloat.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Yeah.
Wow. And thanking God for a job, right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Amen.
Amen. So how is it? How is it out there? You know, I mean, I think you're the only one of the three of us that's actually working outside of ministry. You know, you're working in ministry like Tina Michelle and I, but you also have a secular job. How is it out there in the arena?
It's okay. You know, even here at the job, they're still going through their rounds of cuts. They're still letting people go, and I'm still here. I'm still here.
And going through the training
on yesterday, you know, I discovered one of the young ladies which is in the administrative arena like me, you know, I heard they let her go about a week or two ago. And I'm like, oh, my God, I thought they were done kind of like with us. But they're still going. They're still going, but I'm still here.
My God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a declaration.
Amen.
I'm still here. My God.
Yes.
My God. That's a powerful declaration right there.
And you
the
know
Lord
when
is sustaining you.
Yes, yes. And when I heard it, I said, you know, we have to thank God for a job. I said it to the young lady that, you know, I was conversing with, you know, during one of the breaks, and, you know, how she was even explaining to me how she's, like, trying to get involved with more, you know, many more things, and, you know, as things come up. You know, she's raising her hand like, you know, I'll do it. I'll step in. I'll do this. But
wow.
it's a blessing to have a job.
Wow. Amen. Amen. And I do thank God Pastor Anthony also has a job, a secular job. And I thank God for his job, you know, because, you know, he's out there every day. And when people are cutting back, his hours are actually increased.
Wow.
So he's actually, you know, making more money during this season. That's why I tell you, God is faithful. He is faithful. He will provide in the middle of a famine for those who love him and follow him and, you know, whose hearts are inclined to obey him. My God. I mean, I was in the book of Deuteronomy today, and the whole book of Deuteronomy is just amazing because it all talks about what Moses is reminding the people of Israel about why God actually brought them out of Egypt, you know, why God brought them out of bondage, you know, in order to bless them. And it's just very simple. He keeps repeating over and over again, just love the Lord and obey him.
Yeah.
Just love him and follow in his the way that he commands you to follow. Just do what he tells you to do.
Amen.
And he will bless you.
Yes, he will.
My God. And I'm reading this book. I'm up to chapter 17, and I'm reading this book. I mean, I was on the couch for 2 hours today just reading through the Rosemary, and I'm reading this book, and I'm like, God, is it that simple? I mean, it's just that simple, but yet the people continue to be stiff-necked and rebellious. And, you know, it's like, how can something so simple be so difficult?
Oh, my goodness. You know, that is a conversation. Even yesterday, this call is just confirmation to show today. We were talking about that, and I said the conclusion was God is very simple, and he's one God all by himself. He's Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost all within himself, but it takes a whole bunch of people to mess up that word. You know, it takes a whole bunch of people to try to convolute it, change it, make it fit what they believe, make themselves gods unto themselves, and judge God's word and expect God to bless it and say, God, you said, and then God said, I had nothing to do with that.
Amen. Don't blame me.
I'm merciful. I love you. But his word is true. And we have to come to a day, and I believe we are coming to the day, where the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ has to be in the foremost of our minds. Stick to what the book says. I was talking to a young woman yesterday, and I said, I have to come out of my coaching mind and stop and speak to you as a sister in Christ for a moment. Why are you a Christian? And
my
she said, because I love Jesus. I said, well, if you love me as your friend, that love means that you learned about me through my conversations and my presence with you, that you can actually call me friend.
Mm-hmm.
How do you love a God and you don't know what he said?
My God.
Wow.
How do you
you could just stop it. How do you love a God and you don't know him?
Right.
You don't know.
You
could
just stop it right there.
Right.
And you don't know his presence. And I wasn't trying to beat her up. But after 2 years of the same circle, I said, you know what? I love you so much to let you go as a client. Because there's people who are going to get it and people who just want agreement with where they are. And if I co-sign this further, I'm accountable.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm accountable. So at this juncture, I'm not saying I don't love you as a friend. You need to really decide what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's, you know, some serious lifestyle choices. They're lifestyle choices. But we don't understand it's those small things. Those small things that God is looking at. Because we think the big thing is the money, the big thing is the car, the big thing is success. No. The small things are the big thing to God. Holiness, walking righteous before God, speaking his word, trusting him. I took her to Hebrews and I said, do you know why they didn't enter into the land of promise? This bothered me when I first got saved. Because I didn't believe like that. I didn't have that faith muscle charged up. And I still sometimes will go, did you really say that?
Wow.
Right? Did he really say that? I said, but they didn't. They failed to enter into the land of promise on a 2.5-week trip, not just because of idolatry and stuff like that, but because of an evil heart of unbelief.
Jesus.
Wow.
An evil. It wasn't that God didn't know them by name. It wasn't that they didn't have a leader. They had a preacher, and they had a congregation, but it was an evil heart of unbelief that kept them walking around in the wilderness. Not believing God's word, God considers that wicked.
Wow.
I don't want to be wicked and be saved. I want to be saved and be used by the devil. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Wow.
It doesn't make sense to me.
My God, you know, and it is so powerful what you just said. It's not just unbelief that kept them from getting in, but it was the evil heart.
unbelief.
The thing that God says, you know, he says, I took you around in the wilderness in Deuteronomy 8. He says, I took you around in the wilderness, and I let you wander around that wilderness for 40 years, but I kept you in the wilderness. He said, and I tested you in the wilderness, and I humbled you in the wilderness, you know, to see what was really in your heart. You know, and that's why God, so many people are still in that wilderness period of their lives, and they just seem like they've been going around and around the same old mountain, and they don't know why they haven't walked into the promised land or the blessings of the promise. And it's because God knows the heart. You know, God knows your heart. So many people say, well, God knows my heart, you know, but you're exactly right. God knows your heart, you know. You know, you hear people, that's an excuse when people say, well, God knows my heart. You say, well, why didn't you come to church? Well, God knows my heart. Well, why won't you forgive that person? Well, God knows my heart. Well, why won't you tithe? Well, God knows my heart.
That's the song right there.
And it's just like you said, Pastor, he does know your heart. But he's holding you accountable for some things because you know better. You know better.
And what you don't know, he has provided a way for you to walk that thing out.
That's right.
The one thing I love about that story about the nation of Israel in the wilderness, though we know they wandered around for 40 years, and, you know, some of us, it might be 60, it might be 80, it might be 20 years until we actually realize that God is God all by himself.
Mm-hmm.
But their shoes never wore out. Manna and quail. God sustained them in their wicked heart of unbelief. That's what's amazing about the characteristic of our Father.
Mm-hmm.
That they may not have gone into the land of promise, and I'm not saying this is a point of settling, but even in their state, prophetess, he kept them.
Yes, he did.
Because they were still his.
Yes.
They were still his. So even just seeing that made me say, Lord, you know, I thank God you are GPS, God positioning system. That's what I call him, my God positioning system. So even if I go a little out of the way and my feet begin to hurt, I know that my shoes ain't going to wear out, but I am trying to find a direct path to what you want me to do. I refuse to go around in a circle because nobody is perfect. And we come to different points of revelations at different times of our lives based on our maturity, our situations, and then being sick of ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Sick of ourselves.
Because the thing about it is when we keep doing the same thing, you keep getting the same results. So you got to come to a resolve at some point and say, God, I know I messed up. I know I heard you speak to me before.
Yeah.
Forgive me. Help me pick up the pieces and move forward. Because as long as we stay stuck in our past and what we did and what we missed and what, you know, all of that stuff, you're going to be stuck. But we want to progress forward. I want to progress forward. So I've put my foot down to a whole lot of stuff for the enemy. Because guess what? Again, when we don't recognize, first of all, you got to have a relationship for God to speak. If we're still doing the same thing and we're comfortable in that thing, that's a problem. Because the Holy Ghost will convict you if it's not in line with God's will and his way for your life.
My God. Amen.
My God. That's powerful right there.
Right there. Right there. Can you say that one more time?
Can I interject here?
Yes.
Let me just interject here because Prophet just said something. She just said something. I was listening to a broadcast yesterday, and I just love this pastor, Pastor Larry Sarton. Did a broadcast for pastors. And then 2 days ago, I was listening to Exposed right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, there were two different broadcasts going on. I think Marcus was on Exposed. But Pastor Larry was talking about, he was talking to pastors, and he was talking about when pastors fall into, like, sexual sin and different kinds of sins that pastors may fall into, and how we as other pastors are supposed to restore them, you know, and bear with their infirmities. And Exposed, I don't know the young lady's name, on Exposed was talking about the same thing, pastor sins, and how, you know, these pastors are in the pulpit and they're in sin, but because the people feel that they're still anointed, they are allowing the pastors to stay in sin and to stay in the pulpit, and nobody seems to be holding them accountable. You know, like I said, it was two different conversations, and I prophetess, you just said what I said. You know, that we have to get to a point in our lives where the Holy Spirit is leading us into full understanding of everything that is required of us. You know, that I mean, not just as pastors, but as Christians, as brothers and sisters, men and women of God. We have to get to the point that we're not going to just be Christians by name, that we're truly going to be disciples of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do this thing for real, for real. We're going to stop playing. Stop playing and stop, putting the Lord to test and go ahead and walk according to his commandments, you know, letting the Holy Spirit rule and reign in our lives. Say, let the Holy Spirit be our GPS and say, you know what, you go on the, you know, turn and go this way. Or you know what, you missed that. Go back to the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and check it out and see, you know, which way you're supposed to go in this particular manner. You know, I mean, we got to stop excusing. The Bible tells us to bear the infirmities of those who are weaker. But those who are weaker are not called to be pastors.
Amen.
I mean, my God.
Yeah.
My God, you know how much we go through being pastors, me and my husband?
Yeah.
And he's here. I want to say, God bless you, honey. I think I looked up and I saw his number on the switchboard. But we go through so much. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Right.
But God forbid, you know, people already, look, we got, you want to have people walking out on you. You're going to have to, you know, have times when you make correctives and people are not going to like it.
Amen.
You're going to have times when you miss it, when you preach a word and people are going to hate you because you told the truth. And then you're going to have times when you just miss it because you err just for the sake of error. But God forbid if you should go ahead and do an intentional sin.
Right. And, you know, Pastor, you know, just to kind of coincide with what you're saying, because God is so loving, he extends to us so much grace and mercy. But come on, how long you gonna wear that out? How long are you gonna? It's just like you popping pieces of candy. Oh, I missed it. Let me go to the Father. Let me repent. Come on, it should get to a point where it gets rooted in your heart. I don't want to do wrong in his sight, especially with all of this word, all of this knowledge that he's put in me. Why should I want to fall? I don't have to fall.
Jesus.
You come to a point in your life, you don't want to fall.
No.
And did you say you, wait, did I just hear you, Prophetess, say you don't have to fall?
You don't have to.
Because our God is able.
He wants to put it in his word.
Did the Bible not say that our God is able to keep us from falling?
But is that your prayer? Okay, I know I missed it 50 other times, Lord, but can you just keep me this one time?
My God.
Can you just keep me? I'm tired of going that way. I'm tired of missing out. It's like we go in a circle and we get half of the blessings that God promised us. Don't we want to walk in his fullness at some point?
My God.
You're saying it, prophetess. It's with the top of this call, Pastor Rebecca. You had a question. Do you remember what it was before God? Can you imagine what it would be like without him? Without that blueprint in my hand, that Bible, alive, I didn't know where I was going to go. I used to always tell people, it's in the book. Because my thing, on my salvation experience, I had suffered. I fought with depression. I fought with a lot of things as a young person because there's too many thoughts, too much information that I had way beyond my years. So I didn't know what it meant. But it was, who's the authority? I read a lot of books. Who do I trust? Who do I believe? I couldn't trust my daddy. I couldn't trust these men out here. I believe and trust my mama, but I'm not with my mother. I left her house, you know, when I was 16 and to get my education. Who do I trust? And when I realized that word, my mother was a cranky church lady, you know, bitter. And then I watched her whole character change. She was full of joy. She was full of passion. So I went away to school. I came back to a different mom. Now, we were in the church all of our lives. But I didn't. I guess I realized there was no church in her.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. Then all of a sudden, my mama changed. I lived with that woman every single day. You couldn't tell me nothing about that lady. I didn't know. We were so close because it was just me and her in my house. Okay? But she was cranky, she was bitter, and she was almost like a martyr. My mama changed, and she said, it's all in this book. And I looked, I said, what book? The Bible? You know, the same 66 books of the Bible, the books of the law, books of prophecy, books, you know, that I had to learn all my life. She said, you learned it, but now know it. She gave me an NIV study Bible. Never forget this. I sat down. I could actually understand that Bible, for, you know, as to just reading something that sounded pretty and prolific. I understood that Bible. And I sat down at 19 and read that book from the map, from the contents to the map. I did not move for a week. I read the entire Bible. It was alive to me. It was like I was drinking water. I was like, more. What is this? What is it? My mother took me through the prayer of salvation for real this time. And I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of salvation. So it wasn't a matter of escaping hell or trying not to fall. It was, I needed him.
Wow.
I needed him. At 19 years old, I knew that was the missing, that was the X factor. That was the missing element. There was a hole in my heart, a God-sized hole in my heart. And for the first time, I felt quenched. With all the things that I knew, all the different awards that I won as a kid and this and that, none of that meant anything to me. Nothing. But I was, when I sat down and read those words, just from the in the beginning, God, and then I read the historical content that came with the study Bible, and I realized that what the culture was, the Hebraic culture and the Jewish culture and the different nations around, and I was a history major, it all just clicked for me. And I was like, where, I have this been in the Bible the whole time we've been in church, Mommy? I've been here the whole time. Was this here the whole time? Because I didn't know. Because now I understood when my mother said Zoe. I understood when she said the word is a living and alive. I understood when she sat there in the couch just singing her little I'm going through Baptist song, rocking her little head and smiling. I was like, what is that? What is that? That's not the same woman I left who has, you know, the president of the Baptist Council of Christian Education, but yet, you know, cranky. And bitter. This is a whole different person. She said, I have obtained many things, but I have nothing. I have not learned one thing, save Jesus. And I had an encounter that changed my life.
Wow.
And I'm sharing it with my baby.
I was getting ready to say it, Sister Tina. That's it right there. Once you have a true encounter with the Lord like Paul did, once you have an encounter, change is going to come about. But only until you have that encounter with the Lord, you're still going to be in and out. You're still going to be in and out.
And she transferred it to me. She transferred it to me at 19 years old. I saw it. I tasted it. I smelt it. I felt it. And then I was able to reference it in my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and my great-grandmother. Like, that is the Rose of Sharon. That is that sweet smell I used to smell when I went down to Virginia. I recognize that. That is the Holy Spirit. I recognize that. I can't live without that. I will not.
Hallelujah.
I will not. If I grieve the Spirit of God because of something I want, and it becomes higher than wanting Him, God forbid.
Amen.
My God. Amen. There is a special anointing here on today. Dana Neal says today is awesome message. There's a special anointing here today. And the Bible says taste and see that the Lord is good. My God, taste and see that He is good. And if we would just open up our spirit to begin to taste Him, to begin to experience Him. Like our prophet said, and Tina Michelle said, to have that encounter with Him. It's so true. Unless we have a real life encounter with the Lord, we cannot be changed.
That's
we will continue to sin.
Amen.
My God. So how many people in church? My God. So where's the disconnect? You know, that's what Marcus Boston in the chat room, one of our brothers here in our midst, I said that falling is a sensitive subject. You know, it's a sensitive subject to talk about, because a lot of people don't want to talk about, nor do they want to hear about their sin. Mm-hmm. But we must talk about. Because if that's the disconnect, if we continue to ignore the fact that without Jesus, mm-hmm. we're just filthy. Without Jesus, we're wretched. You know, our righteousness is as filthy rags. You know, without Him, we were on the wrong path. We were on the path to hell without Him. And when we realize that it's all about the love of God, the love that God has for us, that He sent His only Son to die for our sins so that we would not perish, you know, so that we would have life and life eternally. When we get back to the fact that we love God, why do we love Him? Because He first loved us,
yes.
My God. Because He loved us enough not to leave us like we were.
Mm-hmm.
Not to leave us like we were, you know.
Yeah.
He loved us that much, not to leave us in ignorance of who He was, you know, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob,
yes.
You know, the God who
yes.
has my God, the God who loves us,
yes.
My God, and yes. It's His love that won me over. I mean, I'm right there with you both.
Amen.
It's His love. I didn't love myself. I didn't love myself, my God. But then when I heard about a God that loved me, and my God, I grabbed a hold of that with everything in me. I was like, I don't even love myself. How can God love me?
Yeah.
I thought I was so unlovable. But God showed me that I am lovable, that I am worthy
Amen.
Of love.
Amen.
And His love, He started it all out with His love. He gave He gave me a love unlike no other. There
Amen.
Is no
Amen.
Man can love me like God can love
Hallelujah.
Me. My God.
Oh,
hallelujah. I thank God for a husband. I thank God for husband.
Mm-hmm.
I thank
Amen.
God for husband. But he misses it sometimes too. And when I start looking at him, I'm just going to testify. When I start looking at him and stop looking at God for my source of love, that source that energizes me, that source that validates me, that source that keeps me on the straight and narrow path, when I start looking at my husband to give me what only God can give me, I mess up and I am miserable. I am miserable when I put that much, you can't put that much pressure on one person.
Right.
You got to love me. You got to make me happy. You got to make me feel valuable and worthy. No.
Mm-hmm.
Only God gave me that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, God says, I gave it to you in the first place before I gave you a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And you better remember that I am the one who loves you more than
Amen.
Anything or anybody.
Oh, yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Tina Michelle? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Prophetess, are you there?
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I think we lost Tina Michelle.
Jesus.
Amen. She'll call back. But look, this is a great time to open up the phone line. If anybody wants to call and testify about His love, His goodness, His mercy, His grace, because He is a God of second chances, even though we're talking about not falling, you know, you don't have to fall, but you know, there are times when you're going to miss it. You know, sin is just missing it with God. You know, you just missed it. There are intentional sins, and then there's sins that just happen. You know, you caught you off guard, and it just happened. But
Amen.
Either way, God is able to keep you, and there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. So we want to talk to you. You can call in. 646-652-4832. You can call in and talk to us. We would love to talk to you. I also want to say hello to Party Light Girl in the chat room, guest 1091, and everybody else who is in our chat room. The Deacon Talks, God bless you, and welcome, Austin, and everybody else that I haven't acknowledged. Bless you. Tina Michelle, you're back. You got cut off, so you must have been getting ready to say something powerful.
You know how that enemy do.
I said, let's talk about falling, right? And then the phone went click. I went, ooh, she got up and called back.
Jesus, that's all right. Amen.
Jesus, Lord, and I unashamedly praise Him.
Yes, we praise Him, my God.
God is worthy.
Shame the devil. Was married for many years, as you know, Pastor Rebecca, 17 years.
Yeah.
And worked at it. I mean, I wasn't one of those women who believed that, you know, my man can't hold me down, a man is not a plan, nor did I believe he was the source of everything. But I worked at being a good wife and submitting, and we both had our flaws. But I got divorced. I got divorced, and it hurt me. It hurt me that the marriage was not working out. It hurt me that no matter what was going on, that I couldn't make this man happy. And then I realized it's not my job to make this man happy.
Mm-hmm.
His source has to come from the Lord. And, you know, I was willing to pray it through, counseling for 5 years, and pray it through until it became a very hostile, violent situation. So I took my kids out of harm's way. The pain of thinking that that was it. My ex-husband and I ministered together. We were in ministry together for 16 years. For some reason, I thought everything was about him and then to do it my own calling. And the Lord mercifully rebuked me, said I was still responsible for the vision. But I was, ladies, I was mad at God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was mad at him. So I tried to make my own way because I said, you know, my boy picker, you know, is a little flawed. But, God, you put me in this situation. I don't trust you with my heart. I trust you with my ministry. I trust you with this, but I don't trust you with my heart. I'm going to make my own way.
Jesus.
I'm going to make my own way when it comes to choosing men and doing what I want to do. Now, being a coach, a little bit of knowledge could kill you. You know that, right? There's that
my
saying,
God.
Mine is a terrible thing to waste, and sometimes I just look at people and say, mine can be a terrible thing. If it's not the mind of Christ. At that point, after walking with Christ from 19, and now you're talking about 2 years ago, being newly separated, the person that I considered my best friend for many, many years, feeling betrayed, losing my friend, losing my pastor, really, to the enemy. You know, just because he got sifted, I said, I'm going to do my own thing. Right? So quietly, I had plotted to sin. I plotted to find me my own man, make my own way, make my own, because I did not trust God any further with my heart. I went to a club, Pastor Beck and Prophetess, okay? I went and I said, I'm going to go to the nightclub. I'm in a conference. I'm speaking in front of an audience of 4,000 or 5,000 people. Ain't nobody going to know my business. I'm going to go to the club. My mother called me right before I went, and she said, where are you going? I said, Mom, I'm going to the club. And she laughed. She said, well, if Jesus ain't in the club, then you don't need to be in the club. Is Jesus in the club, baby? I said, Mom, I don't even want to hear it. Hung up the phone. I get to the club, beautiful guy, got myself this cute little cosmopolitan drink, got me a drink, y'all, sat at the bar like I knew I was doing, because you know I was safe for like how long. I didn't know what I was doing in the club anymore, right?
Uh-huh.
And saw the guy. Guy starts to walk over to me. I'm like, yeah, that's him. That's the one. That's when I'm choosing for me. This is for me, God. I'm not being a martyr anymore. Do you know in the middle of that nightclub, they start to play BB and CC Wyman's Heaven?
Yes, they do play them in the nightclub.
In a house mix, in a dance mix, they were playing, the only thing I want to do is get to heaven. Lord, I don't want to offend you. I'm getting to heaven. And I'm sitting there going, Jesus, I know people said I was crazy. Because here I am trying to sin, yelling at God in the club. And they go, fine, I'll go back to my hotel room. Fine. Went back to my room, called my mother. I said, were you praying? She said, girl, you belong to the Holy Ghost. There's no going back. You're sealed with his spirit. There's no going back. He said, the devil will look at you and walk the other way because he knows who you belong to.
Jesus.
So go ahead and read your word and go to bed. So God saved me from falling. So in my mind, I already performed that thing. Because I plotted it out. I even almost project planned it like a coach. So if I do it over here and I only do it in this state, then it doesn't touch my kids. And I thought that thing out. I had to go before God and repent. People say I repent. No, repent means change direction. It doesn't just mean say I'm sorry. For a reprobate mind because of offense. And then sit myself down from ministry to be healed.
My God. My God, my God. Yeah, but that's an awesome testimony.
Yeah.
No one can see it because we're good. You know, we're speakers. We do our thing. And God was convicting me even at your conference when I was there. He was saying, it's time, girl, to get real with yourself. It has nothing to do with him, them, them folks. You work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. That was the last time I spoke up until this year.
My God.
I'm talking about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I refused to open my mouth without his spirit and his presence. Not just coming out from my mouth, because God could use a crooked stick to make a path straight. He could use
and that's what we were talking about. And that's what we were talking about. Well, ladies, we have a caller. We have a caller. She's at work, and she wanted to call in to say hello. Area code 972, I believe it's Denise Mack. You're on the air. Welcome to Women to Women.
Hey, Pastor Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you. I wanted to just call in because I have just been missing the broadcast because I started work and everything, and I'm just now being able to tune in. But I just wanted to let you know that I'm here and I'm supporting. I'm still supportive of your show and everything, and I know whatever it is that you're talking about, I know you're talking about some good stuff. I already know that.
Amen. Well, I miss you too, Denise Mack, and I have been thinking about you, and I just really need to touch base with you. Is all is well?
All is well. All is well. The broadcast is still going forth. I had to change it to on Saturdays. Saturdays at 6 p.m., but everything is wonderful. All is well, and I do. I miss you. I miss just being on the broadcast with you and listening to that word. But now that I can get in, I might not be able to stay in and listen the whole time.
Yes.
But I will definitely be tuning in and letting you know that I'm here and I'm supporting. And I know whatever it is that you're talking about, you're doing an awesome job, as always.
Oh, praise God. God bless you. Well, why don't you let us know what your topic is on this Saturday, because I did get an email on that and how we can listen to it on Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, Central Standard Time. It'd be 6 p.m. So you're on the East Coast, so what would it be, 7? Are you on the East Coast?
Yes.
That would be 7. But yes, the topic is actually for all this month. As we know, February is a lot of people call it Love Month. So we will be talking about love. We'll be also this month is National Boost Your Self-Esteem Month, and so we'll also be talking to guests regarding boosting your self-esteem, you know, finding your identity in who you actually are, and talking to those that do have low self-esteem and how you can get that up, how you can get your self-esteem up. And so we do have plenty of guests, but our show is on 6 p.m., and that's Central Standard Time, and it is blogtalkradio.com/ Denise Mack, and the name of the broadcast is Encouraging Your Faith Broadcast.
Amen. And that's D-E-N-I-E-S-C.
Yes, D-E-N-I-E-S-E Mack, M-A-C-K.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for calling us and giving us a big hug of love.
Yes.
The internet airwaves.
Yes, I definitely want to do that and let you know I'm still with you and I'm still supporting you. And I have I do need to speak with you because I need for you. I would like for you to be on one of my broadcasts as another guest.
Amen.
And
amen. Well, you know I was there before and I would love to come back.
Yes,
I would love to come back.
Talking about your book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart. I was talking about that, and actually, Pastor Lang, one of the ladies that you had met on the radio, she just asked
me
because she has someone that that she wants to connect you with regarding getting a book published. So
amen.
Yeah, so she's supposed to be getting with you, but I wanted to definitely get with you, and I was looking on here, and I said I gotta say hello to her and just let her know.
Amen.
And that I'm supportive. I might not be there, you might not actually hear my voice, but I'm with you in the spirit.
Amen. Well, God bless you, and I love you, and
God bless
send
you.
Me an email,
we'll
connect.
Okay.
God bless you, Denise.
Okay. And I'll try to stay on as far as just in the chat room, you know, and everything, but I might not be able to stay on it long, but just to let you know, I am here.
Okay. Thank you for your support.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Amen.
I love you, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay. Love you, too. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for women of God. I need women of God in my life. I tell you, I'm just so blessed for prophetess being on site with me, even on a weekly basis, holding up my arms.
Amen.
And also for Tina Michelle, my God, being here from all the way from Arizona, you know, just praying for me and holding up my arms. It's just good to have women that you can trust.
Yeah.
And now Denise Mack and Dana Neal. My God, I can't forget about Dana Neal. Just to have women in my life.
Beautiful.
Knowing, you don't know. I'm not going to cry. You don't know, prophetess. You guys just don't know
how blessed
I am by having
Praise
all of
God.
You in my life.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. And that makes the difference. We only have 5 minutes remaining. It's been powerful today. The Lord came in here like a storm.
Wow.
Anybody, I don't know where we were or where we're going. We have 5 minutes, and you guys just jump right in. If the Lord is speaking, go ahead and just speak. Speak it out, you know. Encourage somebody, anything that is on your heart right now.
Yes. Go ahead, prophetess.
Go ahead, Sister Tina. You were about to say something before anyway.
That's okay. I was just saying, wrapping up what I said, I want to encourage the sisters to keep moving. I know that if I didn't stay in prayer, no matter where my mind was trying to take me, my spirit and my soul always cried out for God, and it saved my life. So there's always an opportunity to hear from God or hear from yourself. And if you just trust God, believe his word, and know what you're in this for, to know him, to love him, to worship him, and that there are benefits to just loving God because you have safety and peace, you're okay. You're okay.
Amen.
And God can move in like a flood and create a standard against the enemy on your behalf like he did for me.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Mm. Praise
Amen.
God. Yeah, today was
Amen.
A wonderful broadcast. You know, I don't have a lot to say all the time, but when God puts it in me, you know, it's just a blessing, and it's a blessing to be on the airwaves, praise God. And, you know, I just want to encourage the women because, you know, we're in a spiritual battle every day to keep this flesh under subjection.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, as long as we have a relationship with God, it might be a fight, but we can get through it with the help of God. The thing is that we have to walk in the Spirit so that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, because that stuff looks good. It tends to feel good, but it's bad for us. You know, there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay, you know, when we don't obey. So I'm learning that daily. I'm learning that daily to keep this flesh under, you know. Sometimes we want to cry out for stuff, and it's like, no, girl, you can't have that. You can't have it. You can't do it. You know, this walk with the Lord right now where I'm at in God, it's just too much to miss it. It's just too much. And not to say that we're not going to miss it, like Pastor said earlier. Sometimes we're going to miss it. But let's not intentionally, let's not deliberately keep missing it, because God extends his grace and mercy to us as his children.
My God.
Amen.
My God. My God. And you heard Tina Michelle's testimony about when she purposed in her heart that God had let her down and she was going to go to the club and just pick her a guy and, you know, just sin, just have fun, you know, sinning, you know, which we know that it's fun for a moment, it tastes good for a moment, but the hangover is my God, not even worth it. Not even worth it. But God stopped her. God stopped her. He kept her feet from slipping.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know, she was treading, and she will admit that she was treading on dangerous ground.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I say about, I told Pastor Anthony last night, I said, when you talk about even sexual sin, you actually have to get in the car, you have to call the person, make the plans for the rendezvous, get in the car, drive to the allotted spot, to the hotel room, go into the room, lock the door, pull the curtains, you have to take off your clothes, take a shower maybe, and then get yourself in that bed. I mean, that's a whole lot of steps.
Premeditated. That's right. Yeah.
Production.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot. And all the way, the Holy Spirit saying, no.
Right,
don't
right.
Do it.
Right. That's
don't
right.
Do it.
That's right. Because sometimes you do want to fall. Sometimes you do want to do it.
Yeah, because I looked at it as, what is it? What was the point of staying on the path? What was the point if it was going to fail? Anyway, in my eyes, because, you know, we only see what we see, but God sees the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I was just offended. So I just sat there and I said, God, I'm mad. I try to do things the way you want me to do, and it seems like people get away with stuff, and I can't. You know, that was the enemy just making his case, saying, let me just take this chick out and take her kids out, because it takes me out, you're taking out my generations and generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So God saved me, and I thank God, because I had no idea what he had in store for me.
Amen.
My God. And Brother Reggie's in the chat room, and he said hotel room. And this is a man talking. I want women to hear this. He said hotel room. I had tinted windows on my car. He said I wasn't paying for no hotel room. And we're going to talk to women about self-esteem and falling in with the wrong dude like Brother Reggie used to be, amen, who can't even, you know, I mean, come on. Come on, a car. How many of us? Well, don't raise your hand. You know, how many of us have been there? Oh, Lord, help us. We're off the air. We're all there. We're going to pick
Amen.
This up next week.
Yes.
We want to thank everybody for coming.
Amen.
Amen. We're out of time. Topic. But we're going to pick the. Remember, remind me, ladies.
Yes.
He just triggered something in me, a car. Lord Jesus. And say he wasn't paying for no hotel room. Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
We gotta go up there. We'll be out of time. I just got Holy Ghost. My God. We're gonna talk about that next week. Remind
Amen.
Me, ladies, that
yes,
we're gonna talk about self-esteem next week. And God bless you, prophetess.
God bless you, ladies.
Amen. God bless you, Jay Strickman, and everybody that listened on today, everybody that's listening via the archive. We're not streaming anymore. We appreciate you. Tina Michelle, type in there in the chat room. Thank everybody for coming, please. Amen. And we just love you, and we thank you, and we appreciate you for being with us. So go in peace and serve the Lord. And remember, stay out of those parked cars. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless.
God bless. My God. Parked car. Lord Jesus, help us.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really wanna do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, cause, yeah.
If you believe it, then you can achieve it.